Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on Free FM. How y'all doing today? 866-313-FREE, 3733 is the number we'll be taking calls at. And we're penradio@gmail.com. That's Penn with two N's. And penradio.com, 866-313-FREE, 3733. Hey, Goodall.
Yes,
Michael
sir.
Michael Goodall, I'm here
Good
talking
morning.
To you. Have you heard anything? I mean, I read the newspaper so carefully. A lot of times I pick up stuff that other people haven't heard. But have you heard of some people claiming that there's some sort of global warming going on? You read anything about that?
Well, there was something on some Showtime show,
yeah,
I think.
Well, you know, there's been a few things about this. there's a lot of people who say that global warming is a huge problem. And it seems like there's been a shift recently. You know, Michael Shermer, you know Shermer, right?
Sure.
Michael Shermer is the editor of Skeptic out of Caltech. I guess it's kind of out of Caltech. It's Shermer's magazine. And just recently, he did a flip. He had been skeptical of global warming for years and years and years, and he finally thought that the evidence had hit a level where it actually was hard to deny.
And likely.
And Al Gore has done his little slideshow on film about this, which I have not seen. But it seems like people are very aware. Although I'm a little bit skeptical of Al Gore because he did a op-ed piece in the New York Times a few years ago, maybe he was running for president or something, maybe several years ago, where he said that it was so hot in New York now, it was one summer, it was very hot, how could anyone deny global warming? And when someone does that, I get a little worried, because I think even your, what is the amount they claim? I mean, the real alarmists claim, what, a tenth of a degree
a
year?
Degree
is that
year,
about
yes.
what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's somewhere around there. It's very small amounts. We're not going to notice. And that doesn't mean that it's not the end of the world. That doesn't mean that, that it's not destructive to all life on Earth. It just means that that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an amount that you couldn't really notice. And on that subject, ABC News, and this I find really bothersome. This is Global Warming, ABC News, I guess it's from the ABC website, I guess. Global warming affecting your life? Email us. Send us your stories and video. Extend the reach of ABC News reporting by sharing your observations. Witnessing the impact of global warming in your life? ABC News wants to hear from you. We're currently producing a report on the increasing changes in our physical environment and are looking for interesting examples of people coping with the differences in their daily life. Has your life been directly affected by global warming? We want to hear and see your stories. Have you noticed changes in your own backyard or hometown? The differences can be large or small, altered blooming schedules, unusual animals that have arrived in your community, higher water levels encroaching on your property. Show us what you've seen. You can include video material, the environmental change, or simply tell your story via webcam. Please fill out the form below. We hope to hear from you. Thank you. This is really troublesome because global warming is a very serious issue. There's a lot of science that needs to go into it. Experts, real experts that spend their entire life studying this with computer models and lots of observation and, you know, and polar ice caps and checking all that stuff, they have real trouble deciding what is a general global warming and what is just the regular
caused
ups and
by,
downs.
What's
of
caused by man, sure.
Yeah, what's caused by man. But what is also just the ups and downs of ice age and so on. It's a really difficult thing. And ABC News claiming to be news and then telling people, what are you seeing in your backyard? What things are you seeing? It really, really confuses the whole issue. And I think this is ABC News at its absolute lowest. They're taking a real important issue that people really care about a lot, and they are going out and taking people who aren't qualified and pretending that they have control over this. And
yes.
I think it's just appalling. So if you have any examples of global warming, 866-313-FREE. Call in right now, 3733. Any personal stories that you have on global warming? Or maybe we sometimes have some scientists listening. If someone can explain to me if this anecdotal stuff will mean anything to anybody. Or just give me an example. Maybe your squirrels have started shaving parts of their body. You know, that could be attributed to global warming.
Some sea lions will call in.
Yeah.
You know, we used to hang out at this one ice bar.
And now it's gone. Now it's gone. But call in, 866-313-FREE, 3733. And while we're waiting for you all to call in, you know, Lance Burton, who is Michael Godeau's real boss, he's the juggler in the Lance Burton Show, celebrated his 10-year anniversary.
That's right.
Last night. 10 years of doing this show at the Monte Carlo. I almost said Hacienda. That's how far back I go with Lance at the Monte Carlo. And Teller and I went over. Teller got all dolled up, and I put on a shirt. And the red carpet was not long, maybe 15 feet of red carpet. And there were several photographers there, and we posed for pictures, and then we were interviewed and said that Lance was great. And then they said to us, like they were kidding anybody, they said, walk in the theater and go out the back door. I said, they know we have a show. Who are we? Go out the back door. I said, I'm not going to walk all the way around. Our car's at valet. So we walked into the doors and then walked directly out of the doors. That's past the same people walking out. You know, I'll come over here to support a friend, but I'm not going to see his goddamn show.
You have a show to do.
I have a show to do. Sure. I have work to do. I have work to do. And you had what? An all crowd?
All
every
celebrity.
Single person. Every single person had seen the show a zillion times before.
That's what
right?
I think, yeah.
Oh, those are the best crowds to work for. You know, it's really good because people tend to laugh more when they know exactly what joke's coming. It's a terrific thing.
Well, you know, there's a delightful moment when Robin Leach showed up late and was led to his seat in the middle of my act. It's always nice to see Robin Leach coming in late. Hi, Robin. How's it going?
When I saw Paul Simon and Bob Dylan at the Hollywood Bowl, while Paul Simon was doing Mrs. Robinson, Dustin Hoffman arrived late, walking down with spotlights on him. Was that the kind of thing you had?
Yeah, it was
is it because
like
Robin Leach, part of your act, is dedicated to him, and he was really a part of your act in the early days?
He did save it.
And did Journey stand up and sing?
Journey stood up and sing, yeah.
What other celebrities go to see Lance Burton?
Robert Goulet was there. Lance actually got Robert Goulet on stage and did a trick with him.
Cool.
It was astonishing.
Yeah.
He smelled good. I heard he smelled very good. Robert Goulet has a nice aftershave, apparently.
Oh, good. And what? Well, who else was there?
Tanya Roberts.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
An actress.
Anybody calling in 866-313-3733?
No one has any personal stories of global warming. Other than you and I.
People are calling in with monkey stories, but
exactly.
No stories of global warming.
My car seems a lot hotter than it did 400 years ago.
You know, I have a, you know, I guess I'm going to have to go see. Is the Al Gore movie opened here? The
global I don't know warming if it has yet.
I don't know. I guess I kind of should go see it, right?
But didn't Al Gore say it was okay to exaggerate? I mean, exaggerate to clarify. Obviously, I'm going to Otto and George's version of this joke.
Right.
But
I believe that Al Gore said that it was okay to exaggerate. And Al Gore also said something that I find much more troublesome, which Al Gore said the big problem with this country is too much emphasis on individual rights.
Al Gore said that?
Well, he wrote it in Earth.
Those exactly, you're not just kind of
paraphrasing? No. I believe Earth in the Balance has that line. If you do a search for Earth in the Balance and Al Gore and individual rights, someone must have commented on it. But I believe those, I don't know the whole sentence, but it was too much emphasis on individual rights. You want to take a phone call there, Gouda?
Oh, sure. Let's talk to line four. This is Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's up? This is Penn.
Good morning, Penn. How you doing, sir?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Well, I'm doing awesome. I've got some great evidence here for you at global
okay,
warming. I live in Las Vegas, and as you know, it's going to be hot this weekend.
Yeah, really, yes, it is.
It's going to be like 112 degrees.
Yes, it is.
It's like 102 right now, so that's got to be global warming.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be hotter by the weekend.
That 10 degrees over a weekend.
I figure by next week I'm going to be baking chicken outside.
Absolutely. And we will be, I think if it goes up that same rate, by 2010 we'll be the sun.
Well, it's going to be a delightful weekend, isn't it?
Thank you so much. Hunter Joe, you know, Vegas is so hot. When we first When Teller and I first drove into Vegas, I mean, years before we played here, back when we were touring,
sure,
doing carnies and stuff, we went through, I think it was Arizona or something, but there was one place we got to that was 118 or something, and we got out of the car, and I just started laughing hysterically. It was so hot that it was really, really funny. So maybe the whole world would get funnier.
I was driving through Arizona. Actually, the first time I came out as well, I was going to the Grand Canyon as a kid and driving through this Arizona city, and I don't remember the city, but it was a beautiful, beautiful day out, and we are driving in the car with the air conditioning on, and I'm looking out, and there's no one on the streets. There's nobody outside at all, and I'm thinking, it's a beautiful day. Why is nobody out? Let's stop and get a drink. We stop and open the doors and go, oh, my gosh.
The first year we were here, I would drive around with the windows down just to experience the heat.
Yeah.
But what do people think about global warming? Does anybody know anything? And I guess if ABC is taking anecdotal, we'll take anecdotal as well. 866-313-FREE-3733. Because they're a real news organization. We're nuts. So if it's good enough for the news organization, it should be good enough for the nuts. Take another call there.
This is Tom on line 6. Howdy, Tom. Are you there?
Hey, Tom. Penn here. What's your
name? Hello there. Hello, Penn.
What's up, man?
Well, if my wife is a barometer, then global warming is definitely affecting the East Coast.
Are you saying your wife is getting hotter?
Oh, my God. She's getting a lot bitchier.
Bitchier.
That hotter.
Bitchier. That kind of hotter. Okay. Okay, I thought that a man was calling in and saying his wife was getting hotter. And I thought that was going to be like the coolest thing anybody could say that their wife was getting hotter. Because my wife, I believe, since we've been married, has gotten hotter.
I know mine has.
Yeah, so we've had that experience. It's a pretty terrific thing.
And I don't lie, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. You never lie, and you're always right. What are you going to say about anything else you going to say about global warming?
No, that's it.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Boy, do I like a guy. Boy, do I like a guy who's honest here. I got nothing else to say.
We got a polar bear on line 4.
We do not have.
We do have a polar bear. It's John. John the polar bear.
Okay.
Hey, you want to talk to him?
Sure.
Let's talk to John the polar bear on line 4.
ABC won't have John the polar bear. Hey, John the polar bear. This is Penn. How you doing?
It's actually Dave. Dave the polar bear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a typo. They just misspelled Dave as J-O-H-N.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of trouble meeting girl polar bears. They don't seem to be coming around. I guess it's too warm, and you know?
So they're staying inside, huh?
Yeah, I guess they're moving north. And it's really affecting my dating habits.
Well, why don't, as a polar bear, why don't you also move north?
I seem to be stuck on this iceberg here.
Okay.
I'm kind of just floating away now.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody's calling up now. Thanks a lot. Everybody's calling up with, like, one-line jokes. You know, my wife is more bitchy.
Well, let's hope that's what ABC gets as well.
Yeah, let's hope they get nothing but jokes. I mean, are they going to get, like, the daffodils came up a week earlier this year or something?
Yeah.
I mean, weather records are really hard to get really accurate stuff, and they go back and forth. You know, weren't they talking about global cooling, like 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
And I don't like to be one of those guys that goes, science doesn't know anything, because we really do move ahead. But there are some scientists that do not think that global warming is happening. There are many, many people who don't think that it's going to be a bad thing. But the majority of scientists and the majority of public opinion certainly is that global warming is leading to a disaster. You saw that.
The past 100 years have been the most productive in human history.
Yeah.
And if the temperature's going up, then by gosh, my evidence would suggest that it should keep going up. We're going to be rich, I tell you. It's hotter.
Fabulously wealthy. You know, Screaming Steve Hawking has just said that global warming could turn us into the same environment as Venus or something, you know, burning hot and miserable with a gaseous atmosphere. Noxious atmosphere, like we sometimes have in this control room. So there's a lot of time. I mean, Stephen Hawking is not someone I would argue. I mean, anything he says, I'm going to take very seriously. You know, and it seems like there's a lot of wonderful scientists that seem very qualified that say there's something going on there. The funny thing to me is, as soon as Al Gore gets on the bandwagon, I start getting worried. I think he'll do more damage. You know, it's like I came out of the Michael Moore movie for the first time in my life wanting to vote for Bush. I just despised Bush going in, and I came out going, he's not that bad. Shut up. And I was really worried about global warming, and then Al Gore did this movie, and I kind of went, well, it can't be that bad. If Al Gore's on that side, it can't be that bad. It was Al Gore, as a matter of fact, he invented global warming, didn't he? Global warming on the internet. Did you find that quote for me?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay.
It's from the book. We have tilted too far towards individual rights, is what he said.
Okay, that is a man who was vice president of the United States, who ran for president, and has said, read it again.
Okay. We've tilted too far towards individual rights.
We have tilted too far towards individual rights. That's an earth in the balance, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Can you imagine Al Gore talking to the founding fathers going, we're going too much toward that individual rights thing. A little bit too much toward the individual rights thing. Can you imagine that during, like, you know.
I just want to see Jefferson punch somebody.
Yeah.
His wig would fly off.
Don't make me stand up, Al. Come over here. Once a guy has said, I think we've tilted too far toward individual rights, then I don't want to. I don't want to take them too seriously on anything. Let's take another phone call. 866-313-3733.
All right, this is line 8. It's Vinny. How you doing, Vinny?
Hey, Vinny. How you doing, man?
How you doing, Penn?
Never better, boss. Lay it on us.
That's good. When I was in college, I studied a whole lot of science, so climates in ecology, everything like that.
Sure.
And we are going through global warming. Ice is melting. Oceans are rising. But it's a normal thing. That's what caused. If you look back to the fossil records and the crust of the Earth, global warming happened before the last ice age. It'll happen before the next ice age, but not in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
I mean, one day, a giant asteroid will hit the Earth. One day, one day the sun's going to turn into a giant red sun, and our Earth is going to be a charred piece of coal.
But
so whatever's happening, it doesn't really matter.
But the good news is I believe that under a red sun, I have certain superpowers. I don't know what they are, but I know that when it goes from a yellow sun to a red sun, I get certain powers like Superman. I think I have the ability to know when a bus is going to be late. I think that's the superpower that they've given me. Yes, what you're saying is that it's not you don't think that the global warming is anthropogenic. Isn't that the word? Anthropogenic, caused by a man? I think it's the word, anthropogenic. But it's just a cycle of the Earth, and a lot of people believe that, even with all the melting and so on. And also, this is one of the colder times. I mean, there have been times on Earth when the...
When
the poles were tropical.
That is correct. Everything changes. It's the tectonic plates, which are the big... I don't know if you're...
I know what tectonic plates are.
Hey, I can't make any assumptions about you. I got to, you know...
Sure.
otherwise, I look like a fool. But everything's always changing. You know, an inch a year, 2 inches a year... Water, going up and down, the continents moving. One day California is going to not even be attached to the U.S. country. It's on a different plate. It's moving away from us.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You know, such is life. Things are changing, and one day humans will be extinct, and, you know, we'll be back to square one, and something else will evolve and be the head of the
chain. If Hawking has his way, we may have, by the time Earth is ready to be destroyed, we may have colonized the moon. We may have colonized Mars. So there's a lot of other possibilities in that kind of time frame. The global warming thing is not going to be instantaneous. But thanks a lot for calling, Vinny. 866-313-3733. We're going to be back. I guess we'll talk some more about global warming. I don't really have a strong opinion on this, so it's a lot of fun to talk about. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Free FM. That's some damn fast piano playing. Isn't it good? That's the extraordinary Mike Jones playing some solo piano.
His fingers are hot from the global warming.
Sure. If you go to PennRadio.com, you get the link right over to his site. Pick up a couple of his CDs. He plays like a mother. PennRadio@gmail.com. 866-313-3733. We're talking about global warming, and I guess I should try to be ashamed of this, but I think I'm rather proud of it. I don't know on global warming. I think a lot of people don't know, but I way don't know. I go back and forth on this, so I kind of want to make jokes about it, of course. You know, I think that this ABC thing is the most as irresponsible as you can get in journalism, asking people to send you in anecdotal evidence and telling them what evidence you want. before you do it, and saying you can get on TV if you tell us what we want to hear. I think it's just reprehensible. I don't think you can do worse than that. ABC News, they should just say, ABC News, we suck. That should be their new slogan over this. That's a really bad thing to do. But you can call in and do it here, because here we will have fun with it.
And in fact, we have a very valid comment here. This is from Trionic. He says, has seen any woolly mammoths lately? I think he wins.
There you go. There's another good point. Very, very good point.
Clearly the cavemen were causing global warming.
And what I was saying anthrogenic wrong. It's
I think you said anthrogenic. I think it's anthrogenic.
No, genic. I said genic.
Anthropogenic.
Anthropogenic. Anthropogenic. Okay. Anthropogenic.
We'll get it
eventually. Here's a Gmail from Tim. Who says, every morning I fry an egg for breakfast. Have for 3 or 4 years. About 7 months ago, I started timing how long it takes to fry the egg. The time it takes to fry my morning egg has gone down by 1/100 of a second every day in the past 7 months. 1/100 of a second every day in the past 7 months. The only possible explanation is that it takes less time to cook the egg because the environment I'm cooking it in is just slightly hotter than the day before. That's the kind of stuff ABC is going to get.
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
ABC's going to get
that. He started timing in January. Let me see. Now it's July. It's taking a lot less time.
Yeah.
I think he points out actually the big problem. You know, when you walk into the bathroom, if the tub is draining, do you assume it's always been draining? You know, I don't know how it's going to be out of water soon, and then what are we going to do?
866-313-FREE, 3733. We got any calls you want to take?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's talk to Jeff on line 8.
Hey, Jeff, what's up, man? This is Penn.
Howdy, Penn. I love your stuff. I mean, I think you're a great free thinker of the time.
Thanks so much.
One thing I want to caution you about, you said you'd believe pretty much anything Stephen Hawking says.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that global warming is his specialty. And much like Linus Pauling got a lot of people hooked on vitamin C by going outside of his specialty, his area of expertise, that may be the case with Hawking speaking
about... Well, let me tell you something. I think you're absolutely right, and that's a really good point. Okay? What do you think of that? Yeah, that's a very important point. And as soon as you bring up Linus Pauling, who was absolute genius scientist, just
absolutely
unimpeachable, and then started talking about vitamin C and said complete whack job stuff, it's very easy to make the mistake, and I just made it, and thank you for correcting me, that because Stephen Hawking is one of the greatest thinkers in astrophysics that we have or have ever had, to make the mistake that he knows about everything. You might not want him to fix your toaster. You know, it's not, might not be what he wants. So I do give some credence to the fact that he probably doesn't believe in astrology or anything crazy like that, but he could be misled in global warming just like the rest of us. And that's a really important point to make. And that's, you start believing things just based on authority and based on how much respect you have for a person, you can get in a lot of trouble. So thanks a lot for pointing. Anything else you're going to say here? Well, when I say thanks, oh, go ahead.
Take care.
Thanks.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. <it's, laughs> I got to tell this because astrophysics brings it up. My wife just went to the doctor for our two kids.
This is a serious discussion. You're going to interrupt it with just a personal anecdotal.
I think it's a funny, funny story. And I think it proves global warming. And she was coming out. This is just a checkup for the kids. Nothing dangerous. Our child, our boy child in a month, has grown 3 pounds. He's put on a third of his body weight in 1 month.
Yeah, wow.
Colonel Manning is growing at the rate of 40 feet a day. but when they were coming out with Moxie and Zoltan, there was a gentleman about 80 years old, and he was wearing a silver tracksuit. He was all dressed in silver. And my wife, Emily, who is sweet and likes other people and also a smart aleck, she says to Moxie, as she's walking out, points to the 80-year-old man in the silver tracksuit and says, "Look, there's an astronaut." And instantly the man turns and says, "You can just drop off the tronaut." So that's what I have to say about global warming. You can just drop off the tronaut. I want to take another, excuse me, my voice is cracking a little bit with emotion. 866-313-3733. Want to take another call there, Goodell?
Sure. This is line four. This is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
Nothing much. What are you going to say?
I think that as libertarians, it's your responsibility to let me curse on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a different thing. As a libertarian, it is my duty to fight the government from stopping you from cursing anywhere. But my job is with CBS, and CBS has policies. And some of those may be because there's the dampening effect of the FCC. But they're my boss. It's their job. So if you work anywhere, you can follow their rules or you can quit as a libertarian, but you don't have the choice of just overriding them. So we will not have jury nullification in obscenity on CBS. But you got something else to say?
I actually did have a legitimate comment that the pace of global warming, I read in Time magazine, is actually really slow. That over the past century, it's only a 1 degree increase.
Right. It's very slow, very slow. And although I'm inclined to not believe Time magazine all that much after their story on autism and after several other things they've done. But, yes, I believe everybody thinks it's very, very slow. And that's why ABC is so wrong and evil to say that call us and see what you've noticed in your backyard from 1 degree over the last 100 years. But thanks a lot for calling in. He just really, you know, it is really a joy sometimes to swear on the air. I hate to bust him with that, but my job says that CBS is the boss, and they have made certain decisions on how they want their radio station run, and I am an employee. And if I want to swear enough on the air, I'll need to quit CBS. You want to take another call?
Sure. Let's talk to Sam on line six. I think Sam's still there.
Hey, Sam. You still there, man? Bad sign. Sam?
Sam's gone under.
I got a Gmail here I'll read. This is from a guy named Scott. Hi, Ben. Big fan. Just wanted to put my 2 cents in on the global warming issue you're discussing. I'm hoping this gets on the air in time. Woohoo! Your dreams, your prayers have been answered. Several weeks ago, I was watching an episode of Nova, one of the best science shows in existence, and they were talking about the global warming issue. Studies were showing that the clouds that were being produced by manufacturing was warming the planet by the greenhouse effect, but also, conversely, was shown to cool the planet by blocking out the sun, something they call global cooling. This has created a balancing act that keeps the temperature and weather in a relatively normal pattern. So this episode seems to have shown that global warming is being kept in check by global cooling in a strange dichotomy created by the same source. Then he asked, what do I think? And I think what I think doesn't matter. I think that's the most important thing on this. Global warming is not something that people should have an opinion on. Global warming is not an opinion. Global warming needs to be decided by scientists, and it may very well be decided by scientists that it's happening. Then what you need to have an opinion on is what we do about it. And Al Gore's big mistake, to me, is he says global warming is happening, and that means we have to conserve. That is not the only solution. My solution would be, if global warming is proven to be anthropogenic,
yes.
If it's proven to be that, if it's proven that we're causing it and we need to do something, I do not think that automatically means we sign Kyoto. I don't think it automatically means that we conserve or do anything. It may very well mean that we go nuclear with the power. Because if we go to 100% nuclear in this country, like France has done, I hate to say anything good about France, but on this one thing I will, if we go nuclear like France has done, our carbon footprint goes down to zero instantly. Better than buying Ed Begley's old car. You know, nothing we can do will be as important as changing where we get the power in this country. We have about 20% nuclear now. If we go to 100% and we get rid of coal, then we will have stopped much more than Kyoto ever claimed.
What did Patrick say? 80%? 80% of our
yeah, Patrick our Moore said, yeah, something like that. Something like doing 20% more nuclear power would be the equivalent of wiping out every car. You know, it would just be nothing going on. So, and once you go all nuclear, then battery cars make sense, because then battery cars are not just changing where the emissions are, but electric cars really are taking clean nuclear power and making it okay. And I do not like Al Gore taking the high ground and saying, global warming is happening, so we must do this. Global warming is happening, and what should we do? 866-313-FREE, 3733, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. We'll be back after this talking more about things that I know nothing about. I know less about this than anything else we've talked about on the show, I think. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on Free FM, 866-313-FREE, 3733, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Talking about this, well, I'm not really talking that much about global warming. It kind of slid into that, and I guess, I mean, it's a very important subject. But what I'm really talking about, what really chaps me, is this ABC News calling out to people to send in how global warming is affecting their life. It's this kind of anecdotal, bad science, bad news that really ticks me off. It's just not right.
Maybe they're just people going to write in and say, I spend too much time hearing about it on the news. it's affecting my life.
and my point on this is not whether global warming is happening or whether it isn't, whether it's dangerous or whether it isn't. My point is simply that even if global warming is happening, even if it's dangerous, then the discussion begins by discussing what we should do about it. You want to take another call?
Sure. Let's talk to John on line 8.
Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to call because I heard something as I was, you know, driving home from work today that it was about, I forget his name, Brilliant scientist. He told everyone to start taking vitamin C.
Pauling. Linus Pauling, yeah.
We actually had a discussion on him. I'm a student in a university in New Jersey in one of my organic chemistry classes. And what a lot of people believe, you know, a lot of informed people believe, is that he didn't actually believe that vitamin C was going to help a lot of people. He actually thought that it was going to, you know, encourage a kind of placebo effect. But on a side note there...
What? Are there people there's smart people, a school of thought, that think that Linus Pauling was just encouraging vitamin C use because of the placebo effect? They believe that he believed that?
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, he was you know, quite brilliant and a little bit mad. But at the same time, when you have someone that utterly brilliant encouraging people out of absolutely no scientific fact, you got to think, well, obviously he has some kind of scientific influence over the general populace. With that in mind, you're saying here that he was totally out of his mind, which I think is kind of a big claim to make there. You know,
his wife had just died of cancer. He believed the vitamin C might have helped her, I think, is what drove him insane.
Yeah, the wife dying of cancer might have been the thing that... But go on. I want to hear more what you have to say. This is fascinating.
You know, it's I guess what we could kind of refer to as the Stephen Hawking effect is what we have here. We have someone who's utterly brilliant talking about something that's not in his field, but the advice that he could give might in some way improve, you know, society at some point. I'm not saying that Stephen Hawking is actually knows what he's talking about with this global warming thing.
Well, you also, you know, you can say that, you can say this for anything. It doesn't have to be Linus Pauling. It could also be Angelina. You know, Angelina is known for being busty and having really big lips, and she's using that to help people in Africa, and she is using her influence in one field for another field, and I think the stuff she's talking about, the good she's doing in Africa, really is good. So there is that argument that you can make that they can speak outside their field. And certainly if Angelina can talk about starvation in Africa, then Hawking is qualified to talk about global warming, and Linus Pauling is qualified to talk as much to talk about vitamin C. But we have to be very, very careful when they're doing that. We have to be aware every second that they are crossing out of their specialty. What interests me so much about what you're saying is that there is a school of thought that says that Linus was aware that what he was preaching was not true and was just going for the placebo effect, which I haven't heard anywhere. Have you, Godot?
I have not heard that.
Okay, well, you doing some searches on it?
I can't find anything on it.
Okay, but go on. You have other stuff to say about this?
Okay, yeah. I also have something to say about the, you know, the whole global warming hype.
Sure, right on this.
You are probably the first person that I have heard that has had a correct view on this because, you know, I'm a physics major, and as such, we have people coming in all the time talking about absolute lunacy who obviously have no idea what they're talking about. And I think that's exactly the kind of people that ABC are wanting here, because obviously they're in it just for the ratings, so the more crazy people they get to call in and talk about this kind of crap, you know, basically the more people will tune in, because we all love watching crazy people.
That's what we were hoping for.
Yeah, TV is the medium of the crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Well, thank you so much.
Do you have a personal global warming anecdote you can tell us before you left?
Thanks so much. Thank you so much, John. You know, this is a technique that really does fit into, I actually do have some expertise here because it does fit into magic tricks. You know, one of the things that Randy would do after a lot of psychics who do the same thing, Amazing Randy, James Randy, my hero, the biggest hero of my life outside of my family. James Randi would go on and do his spoon bending, his key bending on the radio, and then would just call, would ask people, anyone who had anything odd happen at their house at that time, to call in and talk about, you know, watches restarting, clocks starting, nutty things that happened. And you get a tremendous response because nutty things are happening all the time, you know, and all you need is the coincidence when you have hundreds of thousands.
200 million people, a one in a million thing is happening 200 times a day.
Exactly. And if you have a few hundred thousand people listening to a radio show, in that 5 minutes that you're going on, extraordinary things are going to happen to those people. And a lot of your so-called self-styled psychics like Uri Geller and I think John Edwards, too, would ask for people to call up. When you ask for people to call up with extraordinary stories, you're going to get those. So ABC is really doing a magic trick here. You know, they're bound to have someone who had never seen a squirrel in their backyard before, and now they're maggoty with squirrels. You know, that's going to happen.
A grave disservice. Yeah, it's really just cruel.
It's a horrible thing. What, do you have a lot of squirrels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pretend that the global warming is affecting you personally.
Yeah. I mean, if it affects the world, and I don't want anybody to misquote me or think that I am saying that we shouldn't be worried about global warming or that it's not happening. I'm just saying that they're doing a great disservice to both sides of the argument, including the side for global warming, by asking for anecdotal information from nuts on a website, because there are people who are a little bit crazy who do go on the web and act it out. 866-313-FREE, 3733, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. You know, I just had an incredible burst of power, and if anything's happened in anyone's home during this time, I'd like to take credit for it. 866-313-FREE. You want to take a phone call? Good.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Noah on line three.
Noah. Talk about alarmist. Hey, Noah, this is Penn. How you doing?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Never better, boss. Never better.
Awesome. I never heard anything about that whole ABC business till right now, but that is insane, man. Like, I'm pretty big environmentalist, I'd like to think, but that's just insane. They're trying to quantify something that, you know, is impossible right now.
I have nothing wrong with trying to quantify it, but it's not quantified by looking in your backyard with a webcam.
Precisely.
You know.
That's how it's unquantifiable. But
that just goes to anecdotal.
Yeah, exactly. But it is nonsense. But I thought I'd just tell you a couple things about global warming. And it is inevitable. The Earth does go through cycles of warmth and cold, and that is going to happen. But the fact is the anthropogenic causes, the human causes, are making it happen the fastest ever. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just because it is a natural thing doesn't mean that we won't have to look for solutions, you know. It's going to happen anyway. So at some point, like, the water's going to rise and, you know, encompass Manhattan and Bangladesh. Like, this is an inevitability. And, we have to find a solution, regardless of whether it's human-caused or anything else. But right now...
But just for a second, and I don't want to get too much of a hard ass on you here, but inevitable is an awfully strong word. Would you want to back down to very, very likely?
No, not at all. I mean, it's
inevitable.
Like the Earth goes through cycles. The Earth is far older than human race, and that's what it does. It changes. You mm-hmm. know, it used to be one big continent called Pangaea, and now it's a whole it's a whole separate entity. It's seven different continents.
Oh, there's no doubt that. So you're just saying, even if it goes through global cooling first, no matter what happens, it will be changing temperature, and at some point, the temperature will rise. Will raise the ocean enough. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly.
Go on. I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted to make sure you weren't going over the top nutty on us. But go ahead.
No. I understand. It is a certainty that the temperature will fluctuate. But
okay. Yeah.
In one of my classes, we did this really cool thing where our teacher read us this letter about how it's actually, I guess the point of it was that it was written by Thomas Jefferson. But even in Thomas Jefferson's time, as he lived around Williamsburg, that's why I went to school, Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
Virginia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he noticed that there was a change in the ice amount. You could see that even in like the 15, 20 years that he was alive, that there used to be a lot more ice, you know, and it was just that natural process that he was witnessing. But it's us right now that are doing it. And, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Also, it's global warming is caused by the greenhouse gas effect. And the number one greenhouse gas is actually water vapor. You don't really think about that, I guess. Without the greenhouse effect, we wouldn't be allowed to exist on this earth. There would be no biological life. And so it is.
Right. The global warming, when it starts, gives us our atmosphere. But maybe it's gone overboard. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Noah. I'm going to have you hang up because there's a little bit of a static coming in. But, you know, when a guy called Noah tells you that Manhattan's going to be underwater, I start to wonder if maybe he has an ulterior motive. I'm not one to make fun of people's names, but it's so perfect when a guy's talking about global flooding and his name is Noah. I was waiting for the next step where he goes, and I think we should get two of every species and bring them on a large boat, a very, very large boat. We have time, I think, if we haul ass, to take one more call.
You know what? Actually, I want to say that the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia in England for the years 1998 to 2005, global average temperatures did not increase. There was actually a slight decrease, although statistically it was still zero. Mm-hmm. So global warming, it's still
up in the air. I know that the people that I trust seem to think there might be something to it. Let's take one more phone call. We've got a couple
John
minutes.
John on line 8.
Hey, John, how you doing, man?
Hey, Penn and Michael, great to talk to you. I'll be quick. I know we're getting to the end here. But when they're asking people to call in with this anecdotal stories of what they feel, how they've been affected, this global warming really isn't anything that I feel is so subtle that people could even sense it. They're going to call right in and say, well, yeah, it was hot in April. I turned on my air conditioning. I shouldn't have to do that. When you can have some fairly cool days in May, maybe you turn the heat on. That's the type of thing that they're going to get. And I just don't think the general person can sense, okay, yeah, it's a little warmer today than yesterday, or it was warmer last week. It just seems a little insane that they're basing the senses of people to gauge this when it's very high-tech instruments that are gauging the tens and hundreds of degrees changes up and down as far as the global warming would go.
Yeah, the examples they give are altered blooming schedules, unusual animals that have arrived in your community, and higher water levels encroaching on your property. Those are the three examples they give. So they're not saying that, you know, does it actually feel hotter, but that's what they're going to get. And also, they've told you what to look for. They haven't said, you know, any sort of climate change that you've noticed at all, call in. They're saying that these things are the things we're looking for. So they've not only done anecdotal, but they've also done a self-selected sample, and they're also calling out to the nuts of the world. So I think ABC is way wrong on this. But thanks a lot for calling, John. I want to just reiterate this because it's so, so important. I am not scientist. I am a juggler. So anything I say about global warming should be completely discounted. My only point here is that ABC News asking for people with no qualifications to make comments like this, I believe, is deeply wrong. And I also want everybody to remember, when they see evidence of global warming, when they see if it becomes that there's enough data that we really do say this is happening, that does not tell you that conservation is the answer. There are many, many other choices. And please, in your personal life, your political life, and in your world life, try to keep all your options open. It's Free FM. That's part of what free is. This is Penn Jillette. We'll see you tomorrow if the creek don't rise.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.